pieces themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. Because I think you're cute. Because I want you back. I had a concern this weekend. Saturday I walked a half marathon. Which, you know, that's a decent distance. About 13 miles. A little over 13 miles. And I did it under 3 hours. So, for walking, that's excellent time for somebody in their 20s. And again, obviously I'm not. But that is excellent time because, you know, it's above 4.5 miles an hour. And as I did it, I thought, well, that's fine. It's an indication of state of health. And I decided to just kind of push a little at the end. And instead of going my normal route home, I went a different route. Where I had to do a 100-foot hill at the end at about a 50% grade and did it fine. You know, after doing 13 miles, walking up a hill like that is hard, but it was no problem. And then to rub it in a little bit more, I did it in two different times, 120 at a time, but I did 256 jumping jacks. So it was kind of like... evidence of being in good shape. To my joy, shortly afterwards, I found that Eliud Kipchoge, a gentleman from Kenya, ran a marathon, a full marathon. I only did half, he did the full thing, and he ran it. And unlike my 3 hours, he did the whole thing, apparently for the first time in recorded history, in under 2 hours. And apparently made a lot of news, and he had a lot of support. And one of the things stood out, a couple things stood out. One was that he had the support, and he had people running beside him. They didn't run the whole thing, because nobody could keep up with this guy. So you had various pace setters that would come and just encourage him on. And, you know, it's one of the things I point out constantly about the Bible. Where it talks about running the race. And I contend that if you look at it, especially that is fight the good fight, is literally the agonize the good agony. To do it with brothers at your side to encourage you on. And what I saw was this guy run a race with brothers at his side, encouraging him on. And I thought that is the Christian model. And when he finished the race, he looked great shape. First embrace with his wife. And I thought, anyway. But the thing I find encouraging about that is when you compare him to me, I'm no competition, none whatsoever. And the thing that I have become very convinced about is my walking time is very good, but I'm not competing against somebody else. I'm competing against me. A few years back, I was celebrating that I could do 8 miles at 4 miles an hour. Now I'm doing 13 at 4.5. The person to beat is not somebody else, it's me. And I think this Kipchoge, same way. The person he needed to beat was himself. But one step further, one of the first things he said afterwards, he did this to encourage others. I thought, you know, again, that was marvelous. And so I try to encourage others because of the way I walk. You know, so I have this funny feeling that Kipchoge is my brother. But in my walk, one of the paths I walked was by a parking lot, and I saw in a parking lot a man and a woman walking together, about in their 50s. large but not obese, and the hugs that they were giving each other while they were walking, just, you know, the arm around each other, looks so familiar, because that's what I used to do with my wife. And for a moment, I lost my stride. But I got into a little bit of discouragement, and I wondered why. Today, I went purposely. I had an objective, but I went purposely to visit my friend Gary and Lynn. Because I did some research. He has been suffering from phantom pain. He's the amputee. And so I did some quick research because I have found that sometimes the anecdotal evidence from somebody, some odd person, may be the thing that inspires you, because it's happened with me more than once. So I did some quick research and I told him about what I did. And, you know, that there was an appreciation and so forth and some other things. But when I got back, one of the things I realized, it's like that couple I saw in the parking lot. When I watch Gary and Lynn, they're in love with each other. He's 68, she's, or I guess, roughly his age. They both have problems. They both have a, shall we say, a checkered past. But it is so very clear they love each other. You know, she loves a man who has one leg, and she was with him as he went through it, losing the leg. But it's so clear, she's with him, and he's with her. And what I've realized, what I'm thinking through, I should say it that way, is that Saturday I did the half marathon. I gave extremely strong evidence that the survival till 90 is a real possibility. And it scares me. It really scares me. Because unlike Gary and Lynn, my wife is offering me no hope, no love. And it's been really hard. It has been really hard. After so many years, the work with Rapid RMS, I'm getting another visit tomorrow. They're delivering more equipment. Why did they deliver equipment to me? Because I demonstrated I could do things. They're getting in some, Nero's making some connections with people, and maybe the money's going to start to flow better again. You know, I could easily, if I compromise my ethics, I could easily get back to six figures without a problem. But I can't. I can't compromise by being a thief, a liar, someone involved with organizations that kill. I can't do that. Just like I can't turn from the lady I love. I find great joy in my walks. And, you know, to walk a half marathon and think nothing of it, because when I tried my 3 miles, 5 miles years ago, I was tired and sore afterwards. I made the comment that if my friend Chris would have called me that afternoon and said, let's go hike Johnson Woods, I would have gone. The good thing is, the following day, he did call, we did go walk Johnson Woods. It's not a problem. But when I come home, I'm alone. I eat alone. I work alone. I sleep alone. Occasionally I cry alone. But I will not, I will not turn from my lady, no matter what she has done or will do, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the magnificence of his grace has become so profound in my life. I'm sorry, this is really long. One other thing. With my friend Chris, when we go to Johnson Woods, there's basically two trails, a 2.9 and a 1.3 mile trail. We do them both. And often we do, you know, we have a chat as we walk. But we started the walk, the 2.9 mile path, and we started in a conversation discussing a finite aspect of the sovereignty of God. We're on the same page in the sovereignty of God, but we're not quite connecting on, we're discussing how the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart and hardened the heart of the Egyptians before they drowned in the Red Sea and so forth. We've been on this discussion now for several weeks because we're not quite on the same page. But we started this hike on that subject, and Chris's comment when we reached the end of the hike is that the whole conversation continued the entire hike, uninterrupted, intense. And to walk with a brother, take a hike like that, and enjoy intense, deep theological discussions, mutually seeking the truth, is a marvelous thing. And I'm so grateful I can do that. I want to do that with my kids. And I want to walk that path with my wife. This has been very long. But that brokenhearted old man basking in the grace of the Lord has really been feeling brokenhearted lately. Dorothy Jane, I'm your husband. I love you. I want you back.